The next faculty member who met with me was Dr. Howard Hoxter. He began by commenting on his think tank topic, preoperative debulking with systemic therapy in patients being considered for a potentially curative resection of liver metastases.
If a patient has a clearly resectable liver lesion or two, I think you need to have a discussion with the patient and the surgeon, you know, whether it makes more sense to go for surgery first or give some induction chemotherapy and then go for surgery. I have never found it the case that we have harmed somebody by giving them chemotherapy first. In other words, they haven't developed a bowel obstruction or have not had such significant bleeding that they required emergent surgery. So it's an option to give chemotherapy first. We don't have data that that helps improve survival. Hopefully the EORTC study will show that eventually.
Can you talk about what that study's looking at?
That is for patients with resectable liver metastases. They're getting 3 months of FOLFOX before surgery and 3 months of FOLFOX after surgery or just surgery alone. So if that shows a survival benefit, then we would know we should treat people like that with chemotherapy first. But we also have to bear in mind that that is with FOLFOX alone, not with Avastin. And the Avastin must be stopped in time to not cause surgical problems, including potential for anastomosis breakdown. And I don't think that we actually have enough good data to know, you know, when to stop the Avastin beforehand. I mean, we've had a couple cases at 8 and 10 weeks after Avastin who've had wound and anastomosis breakdown, and it's been messy. So, you know, that will be another complicating factor if we use Avastin preoperatively.
Can you talk a little bit about how you approach these patients in a non-protocol setting, and particularly the decision about whether or not to utilize systemic therapy before surgery on hepatic mets?
So now we're going to talk about the patient who either has too much liver disease to be resectable or maybe has, you know, one or two lung mets in addition. And the question would be, what would give you the greatest likelihood of reducing the bulk of tumor to the point of rendering the patient surgically curable?